Imagine my surprise. I was enjoying a nice whiskey on the rocks, crackling fire, finally getting some peace and quiet. After weeks and weeks of brokering deals with other demon lords, collecting souls, having a meeting with Satan himself, what do I hear? A loud bang and blast of light. I glance out my window to see one of the sentries of my area has shot something out of the sky. So I call the guards and ask them what they think they shot down. This motherfucker tells me he saw an angel of all things flying over my area looking pretty banged up. I told him he was crazy until he shows me the security footage and behold, an angel was on my screen. Now I know you're here. All I need to do is track your sweet scent. This does raise questions, though. Like, why would an angel be flying around a demon's territory? Why were you already injured before you were shot down? Why did you fly in this direction? There you are. They're not moving. Are they dead? I can't see them very well with all those branches on top of them, but those wings are unmistakable. That's an angel, all right. I can see your chest rising and falling. You're still alive, but not awake. Let's get this off of you and take a better look. That's better. Aren't you a beauty? Looking so sweet and juicy. I think I have better plans for you. You're so soft and light, looking so helpless in my arms. You are lucky I got you first. Imps prowl these woods. Nasty little pests. Harder to get rid of than rats. Everything is fine. Your boss returns unharmed. But I can't say the same for this little one. Get me some medical supplies, whiskey, and stay out of my sight. When they wake up, they are going to be in a panic as is. Let's not give the poor deer a heart attack by being surrounded by demons. There you go. Nice and comfy. What a fine-looking angel. Looking so cute while they're waking up. Are you feeling better? Careful now. You'll injure yourself. Yes, I patched you up. Why? You think I patched you up just to sell you? Not a terrible idea. It is certainly what would happen to you if anybody else found you. But luckily for you, you flew in my area. I'm sorry my sentries shot you down. They have been on edge for a few weeks. And you are not where you're supposed to be. We're currently in a battle with other demons, and everyone is tense. But let's talk about the most important things right now. Are you in pain? No? Good. Do you drink? Come, sit with me. It's not every day I get to speak with an angel. I promise, I mean you no harm. Please, sit and share a drink with me. Yeah, that's right, come over here. That's a good boy. Here. I know angels perform more sweet things, so go ahead and try it. It's good, right? I always carry some sweet rum in the minibar just in case. It's nice to finally have someone who can enjoy it. Most of my friends, clients, business partners, they enjoy the more stronger, more bitter drinks. I probably have 1,000 questions I want to ask, but I have no idea where to start. Why don't we start with something easy? What's your name? You don't know if you want to tell me. How about I call you Little Angel? Now I know what to call you, I should introduce myself. My smart little angel already knows who I am. I'm flattered. I'm surprised you would know anything about me. I know there are angels who keep tabs on what demons are doing. Are you my own personal angel? Tasked with watching my every move? If I had known, I would have put on more of a show for you. The sentry told me you looked injured before he shot you down. Oh, you were escaping from somewhere when you were flying. Spying on another demon's area? Which one? You don't know their name. Well, it shouldn't take too much brain power for me to figure out who it is. Try describing them to me. Oh, yeah, he's interesting, that one. I've never really been a fan. His territory is way across the city. You were flying all that way. I'm impressed. I wish I had demons with half the determination. How are you feeling? Better than expected? I'm just gonna go over and inspect your injuries. They should be closed up automatically from the medicine I gave you, but it's better to be safe than sorry. Okay, let's see what we have here. Yeah, you look good as new. How do your wings feel? I saw that one bent on impact. They look fine now. Well, they look better than fine. They're beautiful. Golden wings. I would expect nothing less from something so beautiful. Did you just shiver? Your wings are sensitive. Such a big demon making a little angel shiver. What would people say? Oh? You don't see me like that. I think you're lying. Your eyes have been eating me alive since the second you saw me. Does my angel have a size kink? Do you hunger for big, strong men? Such a sweet little thing would look so good on my body. It's okay. The big man upstairs can't see us. Not all the way down here. He doesn't have to know. It can be our little secret. That's it. Wrap your arms around me. Play with this demon. Feel my muscles. You are just heavenly. You taste so sweet. I want to taste more of you. The closest to heaven I'll ever experience will be having you on my lap. Come here. Look at you. You're so cute. Your clothes are so soft, and it looks like it's being held together by one ribbon. Do all angels dress like this? Will you let me undo your ribbon and see all the beauty you have to offer? Only if I take off my shirt for you. It's a deal. There you go. Enjoy the sight of a demon. Now it's my turn to see you. That's so hot. Seeing your clothes fall away like that. Do you like that? Being exposed in a big man's lap. You like being exposed in my lap, is that it? Is that so? I'm gonna go nice and easy with you first today. I don't want to hurt my little angel now, do I? I think my little angel deserves to be treated like royalty. So... what am I doing? I'm getting your throne ready for you. I just need to get my cock nice and slick for you. I'm gonna hold your pretty hips and slowly, very slowly, sink you down. Don't worry. I won't rush things. Give me a kiss. Okay, nice and slow. Are you ready? It's okay. There's no need to take too much too quickly. That's just ahead. Breathe for me. Look into my eyes. Yeah, that's right. I want to see it in your eyes when I sink deeper into you. Such a good boy. Keep breathing for me. Those whimpers are killing me, little one. We're almost there. You can take the big man. There you go. It's over. It's all the way inside you now. Damn. You look like you're in heaven. You're already licking up my abs. Did I hit all those sensitive spots inside you? Aww. Does my poor little angel feel like he's being stretched to his limit? Good. It's a good look for you. My cock filling you. I meant what I said. I'm gonna go slow with you. Just hold on to my shoulders. Enjoy my rock hard chest. There we go. Such a good angel. So brave taking on a demon overlord like this. You must be proud for your first time. Fuck. The sounds you're making are driving me wild. You sound so helpless. So turned on. Showering kisses on my chest. Adoring me while I fuck you. You're so sweet. You think this demon is thick, huh? Flattery will get you everything you want. My sweet angel raining compliments on me. And I haven't made you come yet. How about we go faster? Yeah? You think you can take it? Alright, sweet thing. Hold on tighter. I'm gonna hold your hips and make you take it, alright? Good boy. Fuck yes. That's what I'm talking about. Milking my fucking cock. Like a goddamn pro. You're so fucking hot. Your body. Your moans. Your tight ass. Goddamn. So polite. Yes, my little angel. You can come for me. You ask so nicely, how can I refuse? Show me how you come. That's it. Give me a good show. Yeah. Good boy. You gave me a really good show. Look at you. You painted all over my chest. This juicy ass is gonna get the demon's big load. I'm gonna fill you up. You want me to come for you? Yes, sir. Fuck. Come closer. That's my little angel. I'm so proud of you. You took the demon's big cock so well. And that inside is so fucking full, I can feel it. I think you deserve a reward. How about you hop in my hot tub and relax with me naked a while? You'd like that. Well, let me pull myself out of you and let's go.